China begins a crackdown on Christians before the Olympics. India's monsoon floods affect missionaries, and one ministry is mourning the passing of a pioneer. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Open Doors USA is preparing hearts and minds for the Olympic Games in Beijing, China next summer. Their new prayer campaign is titled, 1 Minute, 1 Year, 1 Country. The Chinese government's already begun its crackdown on missionaries in preparation for the many Christians who have announced their outreach plans for the Olympics. Jerry Dykstra says Chinese house church leaders always feel the brunt of the government crackdowns.
We don't know for sure, but we think that they're going to be under closer surveillance and they could face more arrest and harassment. So we need to really cover our brothers and sisters in prayer.
With the world's eye on China, everyone's encouraged to pray.
Some of the Open Doors bases in other parts of the world are also engaging in this campaign. And so we really hope it spreads all over the world.
By joining the campaign, you'll receive a monthly prayer calendar and daily email brief. It just takes a minute of your day to help Christians overseas. Visit our website to get involved. Next, two Gospel for Asia missionaries lost everything in the monsoon flooding that hit Orissa, India. On July 7th, floods forced more than 1 million people, including the missionaries, to abandon their homes, with transportation and communication nearly cut off. GFA's Compassion Services has to wait until the floodwaters recede to offer assistance. The monsoon season lasts until September. Pray that the Lord would sustain the missionaries and others devastated by the floods until help can reach them. You're listening to Mission Network News. My Own Bible is a joint effort of Worldwide Christian Schools, the Bible League, and the Association of Christian Schools International to provide 4,000 children in Africa with their own Bible annually. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says it means something when the children have their own discovery.
Some children have actually said, now I can read for myself that God loves me.
Dielman says demand is growing, and they're excited about the next 2 years.
The program will be expanding in 2008 to Kenya and to Uganda, and through the Uganda Bible League, we'll be going into Sudan probably in 2009. So we're very excited about that, particularly because of all the destruction of schools and churches in southern Sudan especially.
$5 buys a Bible for a child. Churches and schools are encouraged to join the fundraising effort.
The Word of God is alive and well, and it transforms people, even at young ages, which is where we really are trying to, you know, reach.
Dielman says it may be the only book they own, but it will be by far the most important book they'll ever receive. Meanwhile, partnerships and coalitions are not an unusual sight on the mission field anymore. International AIDS' Miles Fish says collaborative efforts are making it possible for the gospel to reach further than ever before through medical, healthcare, agricultural, and similar like-minded ministries.
One of the miraculous stories of Christendom right now is how missionaries are being raised up. And many of those missionaries know the language, they know the culture, they're very competent, they're very Christ-centered, and yet they don't have a partner like International AID to help them procure the products that they need to do their ministries.
Fish explains that their team serves the neediest of people in order to ultimately fulfill Matthew 28, the Great Commission, spreading the gospel to all nations.
We are supporting the indigenous church in their efforts to reach their own communities. And they'll see that that's true in Iraq, it's true in India, it's true in Latin America and Africa. And it's the model that International AID is really committed to.
And she was known for her passion for Bible translation. 91-year-old Elaine Townsend died July 14th after a lifetime given toward her vision. Her husband, Cam Townsend, was the co-founder of Wycliffe Bible Translators and the founder of JARS. A memorial service is planned for Saturday at the JARS Center in North Carolina. She's survived by 4 children, 21 grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. Wycliffe mourns the passing of a longtime champion and friend. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.